Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Wednesday, 31st of January, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open on a negative note as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a weak start for the broader index with a gain of 39 points. In the previous trading session, domestic markets ended lower in a volatile session amid selling in heavyweights, capital goods, power and FMCG sectors. The investors adopted cautious approach ahead of the upcoming Fed meeting, interim budget and escalating tensions in the Middle East. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take an immediate support of 21,493 levels, while on the higher side, it may see an immediate resistance of 21,731 levels. Some of the top stocks to watch in today's trade are L&T. After the company's third quarter profit rose 17% year-on-year on the back of strong order inflows and project execution. Revenue from operations also rose 18% year-on-year during the quarter. Secondly, shares of PB FinTech will be in limelight after the parent entity of insurance aggregator Policy Bazaar reported net profit for the first time in the third quarter. It clocked a profit of 37 crore rupees for the third quarter. Thirdly, Bharti Airtel will be gaining some traction after the telecom operator announced launch of 7 new next-gen company-owned stores in Ahmedabad. Fourthly, Dr. Reddy Laboratories will see some action after the pharma giant clocked 10% year-on-year growth in third quarter profit. The company also recorded its highest ever sales during the quarter. Some of the top companies that will report their third quarter results today are Ambuja Cements, Adani Wilmar, Bank of Baroda, PVR Inox, Maruti Suzuki and Godrej Consumer Products. So do watch out for these names. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, the tech-heavy Nasdaq index lost ground as the market awaited a spate of high-profile corporate earnings and the Federal Reserve convened for its monetary policy meeting. The S&P 500 index declined marginally, while the Dow Jones rose by 0.3%. The dollar headed for its biggest monthly gains in September and the yen for its sharpest decline in nearly a year, as traders awaited on US rates decision to round out January. Meanwhile, Asian markets were trading lower in early trade, with Nikkei down nearly 1%, while Taiwan weighted and Kospi were down 0.3% each. Apart from that, the International Monetary Fund announced that it has raised its 2024 global growth forecast to 3.1%, citing unexpected resilience in major advanced and emerging market economies around the world. On the commodities front, oil prices rose as higher global economic growth forecast and escalating tensions in the Middle East offset concerns around Chinese demand. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Ramdev Agrawal of Motilal Oswal who shares his take on India's growth story. Let's listen in.
See, a lot of things can happen in a macro basis. That also redefines a lot of things. Like in a company, we have seen companies come up because of the leadership. It's not that it is anybody's birthright to win or lose. You know, particularly win. You know, if you are a 1%, how do you become 20%? Like HDFC Bank, in 95, they opened the door, they had nothing. Today, they become 12% of the total banking system. So obviously, something must have gone right. Just by sitting, you cannot go to 12%. You know, and become the most aspirational bank in the world. So obviously, the leadership must have done right things in a given opportunity. Now, Indian economy has an opportunity right now. How exactly our leadership, political leadership, is tackling this, harnessing this particular opportunity. That we have, and I think the biggest excitement of India is that we have very stable leadership after 30 years of coalition government. And now this leadership also is matured in terms of two terms. So first term was big challenging because a lot of changes were there. In second term, particularly in the second half of the second term, they are getting their, you know, kind of act together. And the growth momentum is picking up. I think this momentum will be taken into the third term. And I think it will become far more vigorous as we go forward. So I would rather look at that way. I'm optimist by birth. So I don't want to challenge what these guys say. If things don't work out, it will be visible in the quarterly numbers, you know. And so I don't think RBI governor is going to say when they are going to do 4%, then if he says that we'll do next year 7%, he will be discredited. That he will never do it. So I would not bother too much about the global macros on which I don't have any authority. I would rather look at back home and just go about picking stocks.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.